Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and bless the Lord. I pray that you are doing well. We thank God for another day. It's Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. Thank God for this great day that he has given to us. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I'm glad to be in the house of, well, not in the house of the Lord, I guess. Well, I'm glad to be the house of the Lord. Let's put it that way. How about that? Glad to be in his presence. In his presence, there is fullness of joy. And at his right hand, there is pleasures forevermore. Thank God for the beauty of this great day. Amen, amen. Now, before I forget, I think that we've already put it out, but you know, we are not having our recharge service tonight. Amen. Trying to give people a chance to recollect themselves after Passion Week and Resurrection Sunday. Just a very, very busy time in our church. And so just giving people an opportunity to, you know, get stuff back in order, you know, get some rest and stuff like that. So this Wednesday evening, we will not be having our regular and normal recharge service. Amen. So we will reconvene our recharge service starting next Wednesday. Amen. So we look forward to seeing you there. Make sure that you're part of what God is doing. And we had, again, just great, great worship on this past Sunday. I'm grateful to God for that worship. I'm grateful to God for the souls that came to him, that came into the kingdom, people who made a decision to have a relationship with Jesus. That's what we're dealing with, just relationships and what they are. And we talked Sunday about three truths about a relationship with Jesus. And so we're going to be, over the next few weeks, just dealing with relationships, just dealing with relationships. And so I pray that you kind of be a part of these services. These are being a blessing. They will help you, they will grow you, and they will certainly help you to grow in your relationship with one another, as well as a relationship with the Lord. Amen. Because that's really the way that the Lord is reading Matthew 24. You see, he says, you know, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, for your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. So he talks about that vertical and horizontal relationships and making it just that perfect union. And he says, well, everything hinges on these two things. On this hinges all the law and the prophets, which was, I remember at that time, the entire Bible. That was the entire Bible. So Jesus says, everything, the entire Bible hinges on. The entire Bible hangs on this, that we love the Lord and that we love our neighbor as ourself. Amen. And so relationships are extremely, extremely important to God. They are extremely important to God. And so I believe that if we learn to do them better, that God can be glorified. He can be lifted up in a greater way in our lives. And so we're going to be doing that over the next several weeks. So make it your business to find yourself in the Lord's house during the next 6 weeks, so we can unpack several different things as it pertains to building a relationship with people, building a relationship with Christ. So we are really, really looking forward to what God will say, what God will say and do through us and to us during this time of study. Amen, amen. I'm praying you will grow in your relationships and grow in your time with the Lord, and you'll become stronger in what the Lord has called you to do and the way he has called you to do it, that you will become a pillar of strength and no longer afraid of the things God is calling you to do. Some of you have tremendous callings in your life, create fear, tries to create doubt, tries to create anxiety, and just plain old tiredness to keep us from moving and growing and excelling in who God has called us to be. But I'm praying that you would, that we would all get a picture of who God is calling us to be, and that we would become excited about that picture to the point that we want to see it come to pass. We want to see God use us in the manner that God desires to use us. We want to see God grow us in the areas and in the ways that God wants to see us become and grow into who he's called us to be. And so don't give up. Don't quit. Don't stop. Keep running. Keep pushing towards what God is calling you to do and to be, because he has greatness. He has greatness in his heart and in his mind free for us. And I'm praying we would become tremendously connected to his vision for our life, to the point that we will come after him with everything that we have, with everything that we have. So let's pray that God would lift us and bring us into the place that he's calling us, that he would remove the anxiety and the tiredness. I hear the Spirit of the Lord constantly saying that the enemy is attacking us just with the whole notion of being tired, just tired and not wanting to move forward, tired and not wanting to fight, tired and not wanting to see God use us and do things with us. But I'm praying in Jesus' name that that would be broken off of God's people, that God would help us to see the importance of what he has called us to do, and that he would give us the strength to do it. I pray against this strengthlessness that is hitting God's people. We are just at the point of being exhausted, and if we don't have the strength to fight the enemy, we don't have the strength to resist the enemy, to do what it is God is calling us to do. But I'm praying in Jesus' name that the Lord himself will give us the strength to to take the victory that he's given us. Give us the strength to move down the road of victory. We would no longer be victims. We would no longer be pushed to the side. We would no longer be blown by every wind of doctrine, but that we would become steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Father God, we bless your name and we magnify you, for you by yourself are worthy to be praised. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for who you are, God. We adore you. We adore the fact that you are God and beside you there is no other. We adore your majesty, your grace, your wisdom, your love, your strength, your passion and compassion for your people. God, we thank you because we recognize that we are nothing without you. We can't do anything without you. We can't grow. We can't live. We can't move, breathe, or have our being. It is all in you. And so, God, as we wrestle through what you've called us to do and who you called us to be, I'm praying, God, that you would give us the wherewithal, mindset, to see your hand on our lives, to see that you are doing something beautiful with us, in us, and through us. And, oh, God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that you would not let us fall, that you would not let us slip, you would not let us lose our footing, but, God, you would help us. You would help us to become the sons and daughters that you have called us to be. And I'm praying, Lord, that you would give us the wisdom that we need to do the work that you've called us to do, that you would give us the wisdom to be regenerated, the wisdom to rest, the wisdom to love, the wisdom to recognize that you are with us, the wisdom to pray and call on your name and ask you for the things that we need in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you. We magnify you. We glorify you and thank you. Now, God, we give you this day. And we say, have your way. Protect us and keep us. Cover us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Give us grace to endure in the name of the Lord. God, I pray that you remove and deal with this tiredness I'm sensing in your people. And I pray, God, that as we give you everything we have, that you would give us strength and grace and wisdom and love and compassion and joy and fulfillment in Jesus' name. This day we give to you. Give us the wisdom to bless and love somebody else. Help us to love our neighbor as ourselves. In Jesus' name, thank you. We love you. Amen and amen. We thank God for it. We believe God to do it. Don't forget, we don't have the recharge tonight. Pass that word around. But we will reconvene next Wednesday, and we will learn some more about our salvation. And that's what we've been dealing with. All right. Love you. With the love of the Lord. God bless you. Bye.